Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
And also it's time to visit with our friend Dr. Jeffrey Copen, the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. This conversation is sponsored by Northwestern, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. I know this is a sobering, somber day for you, Doctor. Thanks for giving us a little of your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Jen.
I don't know if you have anything you want to say, where your heart is. Do you have family or friends over there, Doc?
Yeah, many, many. It's the last few days have just been horrific. It's just inconceivable. Well, it was inconceivable until Saturday that we could witness something so barbaric is what occurred. It's the following days and weeks are not going to be great in any way. I have to say I'm just thrilled with what President Biden just said. I believe very strongly this is the position the United States needs to take. It's an evil world out there, and the United States is what stands between anarchy and the wonderful life that we have. So I hope people can be awoken to that understanding and support the right policies.
Not sure what any of us as individuals can do today. I suppose there will be opportunities to donate, and obviously there's pressure on the U.S. government to continue to fund in a military way what we have been for Israel, maybe even more in light of this. Maybe you've heard something along those lines?
Yeah, I mean, there's activity in Congress to see to it that that happens. Israel's our early warning system, and we've known that for many years. We Americans need to support Israel in its fight. This is a fight literally for freedom in the way that we live our lives in liberal democracies. When you look at who Israel's enemies are and who's behind this, most importantly, Iran, John.
Yeah.
This is not a simple thing. I mean, I'm certainly not a historian, but there's a lot of echoes to the 1930s right now when you look around the world and what's going on. And we cannot retrench the Fortress America that hasn't worked in the past, and it's certainly not going to work in the modern day. We need to realize the kind of world that we're living in. And we need to be prepared to lead it, and we need to be prepared to stand up for our values as Americans.
Speaking of the world, Dr. Copen, I'm going to change topics now. I actually quoted you the other day when you said the number of vaccines that have been given since the pandemic started was, I think the number was 13 billion. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, correct. Worldwide, around 13 billion, and now for certain it's many more than that.
So to the people that are concerned about the next round of vaccines, and you said don't call them boosters, this is like another vaccination. Yeah, keep that in mind when you consider how efficacious they've been and how safe they've been, right?
Exactly, exactly. We actually have good news since last week too, Jen. If people are concerned about the mRNA vaccine, which we know is Pfizer and Moderna, and I know there are folks out there who are, because it's a relatively new technology making this vaccine. It is safe, but I know people are concerned about it. FDA last week approved the Novavax COVID vaccine. It has similar coverage to what the mRNA vaccines, but it's made from a different technology. It's an older technology. It's a protein-based technology, very similar to vaccines we've all received in the past. The reason this is important, as I said, is for people who don't want the mRNA vaccine, go get this Novavax vaccine. It's not mRNA, and it will be effective.
Doctor, I just wanted to bounce this story off of you. We'll talk more about it another day. We're a little short on this one, but a new study has an encouraging message for Americans who shy away from COVID shots because of worries about side effects. The chills, fatigue, headaches, and malaise that can follow a vaccination may be signs of a vigorous immune response. Actually, there's one other thing I want to talk to you about. We've had that conversation for about 3 years now, haven't we?
We have. So there was a well-done study that actually, we don't have to get into actually how they designed the study, but it was cleverly done. And what they showed is that people who had the flu-like symptoms following the vaccine had higher antibody levels, not dramatically higher, but higher antibody levels than people who did not have those symptoms. And that's, we've known that. This is just another study to confirm what we've already known.
And here's the other story. New Heart Syndrome identifies link among obesity, diabetes, and kidney disease. Wonder if this is another argument for some of those weight reduction drugs that we're hearing about. But what do you know about this?
It's so the American Heart Association is trying to come up with better ways to help physicians to deal with patients who are overweight. They might have a slight elevation in their blood sugar. Their blood pressure is not great. Their cholesterol is not perfect. Well, John, it sounds like just about everybody we know, right?
I was just going to say.
So they're trying to come up with a more, let's say, routinized way to evaluate people like this and help them. So no surprise, if somebody has mild cardiovascular disease, some kidney problems, they have abdominal obesity, you know, the kind of people who carry most of their extra weight in their belly.
Yeah.
Blood pressure might be a little bit high. These people need intervention sooner rather than later to keep them from going on to have heart attacks and strokes and kidney problems. So the American Heart Association has put together a method for physicians to think about this when they meet with their patients. So we'll see. It's something new. We know that there's always been an interplay. We've known for a long time there's an interplay between the kidneys and the heart. Our blood pressure, our weight. So this is a more sophisticated way, perhaps, to try to put all those things together. And, John, before we go off, one more thing.
Sure.
CDC published important data this week about who's getting hospitalized and who's getting sick and who's dying of COVID. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's still going on. My hospital has a bunch of people right now who are sick with COVID. And guess what? They're mostly older. And most of the older people who come in have not been vaccinated. I've been talking about this now for years. Additional data, if you're not vaccinated, particularly if you're older, over the age of 65, get vaccinated. It really will keep you from getting sick. It will keep you from dying. And if you're over 85, you absolutely have to get vaccinated. Getting COVID, you're going to get sick and you might die, and we can avoid all that with vaccination.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. My best to your family and friends. We'll talk next week, Doc.
All right. Thank you, Jen. Everybody take care. Bye-bye.